Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my peoples, my peeps, and welcome to another edition of Airwaves America Presents, the David Graham and G-Ski Rock Show. I am one of your hosts, the hip-hop conservative, G-Ski Rocks. In the house, in the place to be. And I just want to welcome you all to the show. Thank you so, so much for hanging out with us today. I'm waiting for the other host to show up. We got a lot to talk about today. Because, you know, there's been a lot going on. So, yeah, I'm waiting for my other host to show up. And we'll kick this thing off the right way, the way that we're supposed to do, and you know how it is. So once again, thank you. And while we're waiting for the other host, let me throw out some stuff. If you want to call into the show, super easy. All you have to do is dial 516-387-1705. Once again, that's 516-387-1705. That is the call-in number to call into the show. And of course, if you have something to say or you got a question, all you got to do is hit the one on your dial pad. And you are in there like swimwear. Oh, if you want to email us, you can email me at gski, that's G-S-K-I, at airwavesamerica.com. Once again, that is gski, G-S-K-I, at airwavesamerica.com. Airwaves, W-A-V-E-S, airwavesamerica.com. And if you want to get in contact with my other host, David Graham, all you have to do is email Dave, airwavesamerica.com. Once again, that's Dave at airwavesamerica.com. Those are real easy. And of course, the website, I'm still working on the website. It's not up yet. But the website address is www.airwavesamerica.com. www.airwavesamerica.com. And that's how you can get in contact with us. We're all over the place. You can find me on Instagram at G-Ski Rocks on Instagram. G-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. Once again, that's at G-Ski Rocks. G-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. Same thing on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, same thing, at G-Ski Rocks. You can also find me on Facebook. Facebook is different. It's G-E-E-S-K-I-R-O-C-K-S. So remember, it's G E E S K I R O C K S on Facebook. So that's all the good stuff for me. There's good stuff for Dave too. I'll let Dave tell you all that information once he pops in the room. I might have to call him and find out what he's got going on. But anyways, to kick this thing off, I hate that to circle back around to this. However, this issue is not going away, and of course it's getting national attention around the country. The president's talking about it. I have a really, really, really good friend that I was in the military with. He had a couple strokes. He had like 3 strokes, and it hit him pretty bad. You know, he lost movement on one side. He slurs when he talks. Sometimes it's really, really, really hard to understand him. But he's in good hands because his wife is a nurse, and she's helping him out and things like that. And she told him recently, she said, look, because, you know, with a stroke, it kind of messes with your mind also and stuff like that. So, yeah, he used to text me, right? And a lot of times the text didn't make a lot of sense. For him, he was writing it and it made sense to him and he knew what he wanted to say. The text made a whole lot of sense to me. So I have to sit there for a minute and try to piece things together to try to figure out what he was saying. Now, it seems like I'm going off topic, but you'll get it in the end. But anyways, he used to text me all the time. He used to text me almost every day. And, you know, we speak through text just about every day. But his wife had told him, you know, she's got him working out and everything, got him losing weight, and she's doing a phenomenal job. But anyway, she told him if he wants to get better speech-wise and retrain his brain and everything else like that, she was like, you need to call people and talk to them on the phone. Now, when he first had these strokes, and he called me, I couldn't understand crap that he was saying. I couldn't understand anything. It was mostly slurred. And a lot of it didn't make any sense. And he would tell you, he was like, hey, I had a stroke. My brain's not working quite right. So some of this stuff won't make any sense to you. And it used to be really, 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 really difficult to understand him. And that's why we started texting. It was easier for me to decipher a text than it was to try to decipher what he was saying while we're on the phone. But anyways, his wife told him, look, if you want to train brain and get better at speaking, she's like, you need to call people and talk to people on the phone. So that's what he's been doing for the last couple of weeks. He would call me and we would talk on the phone and stuff like that. And I got a phone call probably maybe a week ago, and it wasn't even a week, it was maybe 4 days ago, and in the midst of our talking, he goes, hey man, how about them doggone voter laws in Georgia? He's like, what are they doing down there? It's like, that's really crazy, man. That's really crazy, you know, trying to suppress the vote and all this other stuff. Me being considerate for my really, really good friend who had three strokes and he's on the road to recovery, I chose not to get into a debate with him about this. And I just said, oh, yeah, man, it's some crazy stuff, and left it at that. But he lives all the way in Virginia. And this guy, all the way from Virginia, calls me, and we talk about the new voting laws here in Georgia. This stuff is not ending. I thought it was going to die down, you know, a couple of days after our governor signed it into law. I thought it was going to die down, but it's not. It's ramping up. We have president of Delta Airlines. He spoke out about it. And what's frustrating me is we have all these people making reference to the days of Jim Crow, the Jim Crow laws. Everybody's making reference to this. The president has made reference to it. Everybody's making reference to the days of Jim Crow and the Jim Crow laws. And I'm just getting sick of hearing it. But anyways, you had the president of Delta here in Georgia. He spoke out against our new laws. There's three churches. There's three main churches. They're coming together. And what they're doing, they're boycotting certain companies that are in support of our new voter laws. They're boycotting these companies. And there's been other individuals talking about, you know, boycotting Georgia in general, you know, boycotting bringing business here to Georgia, boycotting just anything that will generate revenue for this state and the city of Atlanta. Those are the problems that we've been having. And it's really, really crazy. Like I said, I thought that this stuff was going to die down after the governor signed it into law. But like I said, that was not the case. It's ramping up. Oh, I see my homie is here. Now, I'm going to continue talking, but I'm going to bring in my homie because I see him now. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. We got my homie, David Graham, in the house. Dave, what's up, man? Hello. I can't seem to hear anything. Oh, he dropped off. Oh, anyways. So we have all these people. We have all these people talking about our new voter laws. And there's a state senator, a female, she was arrested the day that our governor signed it into law. She was arrested because she was knocking on the governor's door while he was signing this new legislation into law, right? So she was told by the state troopers to stop and to step away. She chose not to. She continued to knock on the door. She continued to yell and things like that. So the Georgia State Patrol arrested her. They arrested her. and threw her in jail. And she was charged with a couple felonies, right? So she hadn't, since she got out of jail, she hadn't said anything until yesterday. Now, let me throw this out here, people. Let me throw this out here. I started laughing when I first seen it. She had a press conference because she wanted to speak out for the first time. So she comes walking out. She's got her security surrounding her. And she walks out. She walks up to the podium. And when she walks up to the podium and turn towards the cameras so that we can see her, do I see her arm is in a sling? Her right arm is in a sling. That's right. Her right arm is in a sling as if she was hurt when she got arrested. You know, because they put her hands behind her back and all this other stuff. So she's claiming to be injured when the Georgia State Patrol arrested her for banging on the governor's door and yelling. She claimed that the Georgia State Patrol were too rough with her, and she was injured, and now her arm is in a sling. And that's how she did this press conference. And then the other funny part was, I guess she had this little speech prepared, right? Instead of printing it out on paper or whatever, instead of having a teleprompter, like some people that I know, instead of having a teleprompter and stuff like that, you know what she had? She had a guy standing, not really in front of her, but off to the side, holding a laptop up to her face so she can read the little speech that she wrote. How hard is it? You're a state senator. You've got an office. You've got a printer. You can print stuff out. How hard is it to print out a speech that you're going to read? You have a podium. You have a little podium up there, so it wouldn't be hard to place paper on a podium. Read from the podium. Read from the paper on the podium. No, she has a guy holding a laptop. That's what she has. She has a guy holding a laptop and reading the speech. Dave, are you there, homie?
Yeah.
Can
you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. I can hear you, sir.
This is ridiculous. You used to be able to just click Skype, and then you'd be in. But now it's Skype dials up, and then it says, BTR listener such and such is not connected or not on or something. I'm going crazy
yeah.
with this thing, gee. I'm going crazy with it.
So am I. You know, when I first logged in, and you know, I go to the studio. There's a big banner at the top says that Skype's not working. So they apologize for the inconvenience, and it was the same way last week. It was the same way last
okay.
week. I couldn't use Skype last week. But here's the crazy thing, and this is what I don't like about the new BTR setup. you know, they have that direct call or whatever. And
yeah,
that'll bring you into the show. But if you're not using Skype, nobody using Skype can call into the show.
Well, didn't you just say Skype's not hooked up anyways?
Yeah, but even when we did our first show, I was using Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was using Skype, but I found out that if you're not using Skype, if you're the host and you're not using Skype, nobody using Skype can call into the show. You have to be using Skype in order for Skype callers to call into the show. Otherwise, they're going to get what you got.
All right, so right now, are you're just direct in?
Yeah, I'm direct in.
Yeah, I can't do that. I love that I could direct in. But I can't do that. Because I can't find that screen. I can't. I'm using my phone. I dialed in on my telephone.
The way they got this set up is really irritating. And like I said, for the past 2 weeks, Skype wasn't working. Skype wasn't working last week, and Skype isn't this week. But like I said, last week I was using Skype. I mean, not last week, but the week before that, I was using Skype, and that was how you were able to call in using Skype. But it's irritating because
I think I used my phone then. I didn't use Skype. The Skype to work. I have not used Skype successfully yet, other than to call you directly at your house. That's the only time Skype has worked for me. You know, I got this great, great microphone and interface, and it sounds great and everything, and I had a really great show last week because I sounded awesome.
Right. Yeah, it is
really. And now
really,
I'm back
it is,
to using my phone.
Yeah, it is really irritating. Really, really irritating. And see, I know for a fact that, you know, if the host isn't using Skype, you can't call in because I've called into other shows. Like, I was a guest on Vito in them shows a couple months ago, and I tried using Skype then, but I got the same thing that you got. You know, BTR host is not online or something like that.
Yeah,
and
I
found out that they weren't using Skype. They were using the direct in. And then last week, I tried to call into, you remember Vincent Brown?
No.
He had a show called Black by Color Only. Does that sound familiar?
I
went to his show last week, last Saturday. And he wasn't using Skype. He was using the direct in thing. And I tried using Skype to call in, and it didn't work. And you know, the funny thing, when I was on his show last Saturday, there was another voice that I hadn't heard in a long time, and he was on that show. Do you remember Sarge?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Him. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. He was on his show Saturday. So, yeah, I got to talk to Sarge again. And that guy has not changed one bit.
Well, neither have you, know. So, in fairness.
I mean, if you remember anything about Sarge, this dude could spout out court cases and articles in the Constitution.
That stuff was
off the top of his head.
He was on point. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Bigfoot in the chat room said Sarge turned up on Annie's show earlier today.
Oh, really? I can remember, whenever I saw Sarge come into one of our shows, I was like, that's awesome. You know, let's see how long we can keep him here, you know?
Yeah, Sarge is something
else. It was like an honor. It was like an honor to get cards coming in. No shit, he's in. Sergeant
yeah.
No. Who do we have listening? That we have Sue from New Mexico and Bigfoot.
Indeed.
All right. Well, big shout out to Sue. Hope everything's going okay. And Bigfoot, yeah, I'm logged in as G-Ski. I'm using his password. So if I type a message, it's going to be from G-Ski Rocks America, except unless I announce that it's me doing it. So I had to log in on your name, G.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good like Hollywood. You know how we do what we do.
That's how we do what we do. And I've only got like 23% on my phone, so we'll see how long we can go.
All right. As long as we got you here with us now. How am I coming across? Am I coming across clear?
Oh, yes. I think it's as I suspected before. When you stop talking, your microphone wanders throughout the room picking up whatever it can amplify. And it does. And it really, you know, it really was confusing. I don't know. You should just listen to one of them shows and you'll be able to see. But it really comes through, you know, quite loud. It drowns out people that are trying to talk, as a matter of fact. But I think if you keep that little headset microphone focused to the closest sound, you know, however, I think you'll do, I think it'll sound better. Right now, it's sounding just fine. You know, there's no background noise coming from you right now anyways. Are you hooked on your machine?
Yes, I am on my machine.
Yeah,
I can't
even tell.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same position that I was before. I'm on my machine. I'm in my bedroom. My wife's watching TV and things like that. However, what I did different is I have a headset with a microphone, and that's what I'm using now. I was using a condenser mic that I have, and that joint was picking up everything.
All right. See, I thought you were using that headset mic last week. But okay,
no,
cool.
I've been using
Got it.
Yeah. So I.
Well, that's what was happening.
Yep. Yeah. So I changed to the headset, and I guess things are much, much better because I'm right up against my doggone machine. I'm surprised you can't hear it. Yeah.
Nope, can't hear it. It's doing good. Sounds like we solved that one. Now I need to solve mine. The one that I was able to direct into was an invitation. It was a VIP invitation, and I don't know where to find that, but I don't know how to get that again, because it says invite guest/co-host, but there's nothing about it. It just takes you to the regular show page. That's because I've been there six times. I tried doing it six times, so I don't know where you got that link.
See, BTR.
I don't know how to navigate it.
Yeah, BTR sends out the link. I just have to put in an email address. Yeah, they send out they send out the link, and so I mean I don't have anything to do with the link, and I, like I was telling you earlier, I didn't change anything. I sent it to you the same way I sent it to you the first time, and I don't know BTR has going on.
All right, we can chat about this after. Why don't we get back to content before Mr. Bigfoot takes off?
Okay.
He says, all right, these guys are just catching up. I don't need to hear this.
Well, I was, like I said, I was telling them earlier, I hate circling back to this. I thought it was dying down. But the whole new voter laws here in Georgia, they're ramping things up, and it's getting so irritating. I was going to write a letter to the Georgia GOP and say, hey, look, I mean, you guys aren't explaining this stuff right. Let me talk about it. let me debate whoever y'all want me to debate or whatever, and let's put this thing out there, because they're not doing a very good job of explaining it. And you just have all kinds of people. Like I was telling them earlier, the president for Delta Airlines, he spoke out about it. There's three major churches here in Georgia. They've gotten together and they're going to boycott three businesses that support the new voter laws. And they're calling on outside companies that are thinking about bringing business here to boycott Georgia until we change our voting rights law. We're supposed to be having, I think it's either basketball, like a basketball all-star game or something, or baseball, I don't remember. One of them all-star games is supposed to be here, I think next year. And they're trying to talk to them about boycotting and maybe pick another city outside of Georgia to host this all-star game because of our voting laws or whatever. And whoever it was, I think it might be Major League Baseball, the guy's like, well, we're going to have to look into it, and we'll make a decision a little bit later. But, I mean, it's ramping up. And I was telling them about state senator, the one that got arrested for knocking on the governor's door while he was signing it.
Mm-hmm.
She had a press conference yesterday, right? So she's walking up to the podium, and she's surrounded by security. So she's walking, and she's a small lady, so you couldn't really see her because she was surrounded by security. So she walks up to the podium, security disperses, and she turns towards the camera, and she's got her right arm in a sling. Like the state troopers that arrested her injured her when she got arrested.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she's got her arm in a sling, and she's
does
giving
she have
this
a
little
neck brace, too?
She should have had the neck brace and a cane.
That would have been the trifecta.
Yeah, that would have
been fall lawyer, right? You know, saying
that,
all right, no,
that would have sealed the deal. That would have sealed the deal for sure. Yeah, so she's up there making a speech, and she doesn't have her speech on paper. What she does is she's got a guy standing next to her with a laptop in his hand, and she's reading it off the laptop.
I heard you say that. Okay.
Yeah. It was just ridiculous. But, yeah, like I said, I hate circling back to it, but, I mean, things are ramping up, and it's just starting to irritate me so much.
Yeah, I know, but it's ramping up. So you're not circling back. You're dealing with it. You're not circling back. They're circling back. You know, and it's like I had a few thoughts while you were going through that. The first one is, you know, the GOP that isn't explaining it properly. I'm wondering, did somebody get to him? That's my first thought every time. Did somebody get to him? You know, do they want to? I think you got like three options down. The third option down is they don't know how to. Third option down. You know, they've got some other things above that are motivating them to take the behavior, do, you know, to exhibit the behavior that they are as far as not really jumping out there. The thing is, every one of them that jumps out there, it's like on Indiana Jones, when you go through that booby trap, you get your head cut off and it rolls back to the next person. That's what's going on, I think. They just don't want to get decapitated as soon as they stick their neck out, and you know, on the one hand, who can freaking blame them? You know, I mean, it is ruthless out there, and they have just ramped up. You know, probably about, I'm thinking about six years ago, I can remember one thing. I used to listen to, like, Glenn Beck in the morning, and I can remember one thing he said. He was talking about the socialists and, you know, the globalists and you know, the little steps that they're making, and they're moving the chess pieces into place, and then they got this and that. And he says, pretty soon what's going to happen is they're just going to say, go, 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 go. And that's what they're doing. They can't go back. They're going for broke. That's why Georgia is under such lacerating attacks. You know, that's why anybody that speaks up on a voter fraud is shut down and canceled, and they can't afford to go back, because they have tipped over to that other side. You know what I'm saying? They have tipped the scales, and they have to keep running in that direction.
Right.
And that voter law, if other states start doing that voter law, which is, you know, it's ridiculous not to. If like I said, I think it was probably last week, if you had one vote, one ID, I think they would be so far off. I think they would be so far behind. You know, even with the corrupt media, I think what the media does, and this just occurred to me, as far as influencing people, I think what they do, if anything, is cause apathy. I'm not even going to bother to vote. Well, that's why they need mail-in voting to capture those people who would, you know, who would sit home, who would, you know, not go out and vote. So a mail-in vote, and not only that, we'll fill it out for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just spitballing off the top of my head here, but it's stuff to me that kind of makes sense as far as, you know, as far as where they're at. And, you know, what Trump got 75 odd million votes, right?
Yep.
Biden says, well, you know, so what? I got 80 million votes. But Trump had 75 million voters. Biden had maybe 50 million voters.
Right. Yeah, and there were examples of that when what's her name? Oh, Stanky Abrams was running for. I'm sorry. When Stacey,
I'm
Stanky
sorry. Or Stanky?
Stanky.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, when Stanky Abrams was running for governor, they were gathering like homeless people, and they're like, look, we'll fill out this absentee ballot for you, and we'll give you a bag of food. Just let us fill us out, and we'll give you a bag of food. That's what they were doing, and nobody was saying anything. I'm tripping.
Yeah. Because that's illegal.
Yeah. I'm like, that's illegal. You can't do that. But yeah, that's what they were doing.
Right.
It was a lot of shiesty.
Yeah. We got bringing it boy.
Bring it boy. Bring it boy.
Bringing it.
That's
boy.
Yeah, that's Flavor Flav. Yeah, that's Flavor Flav right there. Boy,
like really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's known.
And we got
that.
You Can't Steal My Freedom is another guy that just came in. So appreciate you guys listening. That guy looks a lot like Biden if that's his picture. So I'm just saying. Anyway, shout out to you guys. Thanks for coming in. We're talking about the Georgia voting law and how vicious the attack is on Georgia with the against them. Now they got people boycotting Georgia sports teams, boycotting where they're having and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
And speaking of Biden, Biden spoke out about it
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Biden spoke out about it a couple of days ago and totally got it wrong, and nobody said anything. He was talking about...
Nobody's ever going to say anything. So,
and
I
that's
mean,
frustrating.
He called it Jim Crow, because the Jim Crow thing is focus group tested. Hello.
Yep.
That's why you hear that everywhere. Oh, it's a relic of Jim Crow. You know who started that? As near as I can tell, Obama. He was the one that started it. They latched onto it. They tested it out. Hey, yeah, people's emotions go up. They turned that dial. Okay, let's use that. That's the word. Use that word. Everybody listening, all you media outlets, use this word. Put this in your announcements of that thing. Jim Crow. They don't know anything about Jim Crow.
Exactly. Yeah. So Biden, in part of his speech, yeah, he mentioned Jim Crow, and he said that we were cutting the hours of time to vote so that people, you know, getting off work couldn't vote. Said that we were cutting the hours to 5 o'clock, which, number one.
Oh, you can't bring them water.
Yeah, and oh, you can't bring them water. But, I mean, number one, that's illegal. Our polls shut down at 7 o'clock. They did not cut it back to 5 o'clock. That was an untruth. What happened was the weekend voting, they decided to shut it down at 5 o'clock. The weekend voting, not your regular polling, not your regular polling hours. Those stay the same on whatever day that we have, whatever election, whether it's the general election or midterm. Our polls shut down at 7 o'clock. They open up at 7 a.m. shut down at 7 p.m. So people getting off of work, you can vote. It's just on the weekends. They're not trying to keep those people there all day. You know, I think on the weekends, 7 to 7 is a little ridiculous. So, hey, they cut it back a couple of hours. But they extended the number of days that you have weekend voting or weekend early voting. They extended the number of days. But like I said, Biden, he got it all wrong. And nobody said anything, and I'm like, okay, all right. Crazy Uncle Joe talking about things that he doesn't understand or know about. You know, they keep him locked up.
He's saying what
they
tell him to say.
Yeah.
This
is what we need you
to
say.
You know?
Yep.
And what was I listening to? Todd Herman, I guess, today. He didn't say it today. It was probably a couple of days ago. But he calls it Biden's dementia said this, or Biden's dementia by way of Obama's teleprompter said this, you know. I think that's pretty funny. But one of the things he says, you know, you laugh, but when he walks past some Marines and, you know, the camera's on him and stuff, and he says, "Salute Marines." And, you know, where did that come from? I mean, is that what somebody's telling him? You know, he's got an earpiece in for something. You know, you don't say that when you walk into a room or you walk past, you know, some sort of a certain protocol. You know, that you don't recite the protocol before you execute it.
Salute the Marines.
Salute Marines, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, Uncle Joe.
So I have to look up that. I have to try and find that that clip, because I it's got to be out there somewhere. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to go up in front of the podium and be like, pancakes.
Right.
That's what
well, he did.
For.
He already did at his press conference. You know, he's like, oh, well, if you're passionate about something, and you know, it's one of those, you know, and then it's one of those, you know, if you, anyway. I'm like, hey, did you just have a stroke?
Yeah, and then you remember he was like, where am I? He lost his place on a piece of, where am I? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to lose track here. it is so, the hypocrisy is thick with this one, you know, as far as the media goes. If Trump was even close to that, they had to make stuff up that he said to pick on him, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. I have hairy legs. Yeah, that stuff. But nobody's picking on him for that one, Freedom. There's nobody even mentioning that, you know, as far as in the mainstream. I told you about the buddy of mine that I got that I work with, and he's, you know, he's kind of a lefty type guy.
Yeah.
And he kind of shut down the whole talking about politics, you know, and it's like, he doesn't understand the privilege that he commands. He would deny it, but I, you know, when I get the chance, I'm going to point it out. We used to talk openly about politics and ask questions here, but ever since you came, we're not allowed to do that because you had a tantrum and left work for 4 hours or 3 hours one day, you know, and he did. It was probably like an hour and a half. He just got so uptight and he couldn't handle the discussion that was going on because he didn't agree with it. So he left. I'm sorry. So he left work for an hour and a half. I said, all right.
Wow.
So then after that, we kind of, if we got something that we want to say to somebody, not him, we go over and we, you know, and we whisper or whatever. You know what I mean? It used to be openly, and everyone chimed in and stuff like that. Even people that didn't agree, you know, you would at least
defend
your position, or it would be one of those things. Okay, that's enough. I get enough of this at home or whatever, you know. And then so we toned it down. So not him, you know. When he came back, he's like, you know, there was a rule that's made. Don't talk about politics at work. And grown-ups made the rule. And, you know, I don't think it was grown-ups. I think it was knee-jerk whiners that can't defend their emotional position.
That's exactly what it was.
That's who made that freaking rule. So the other day, anyway, so that's the background on that guy. So the other day... I asked him, I said, so are you proud of our president, or do you just hate Trump that much? And he says, well, I just hate Trump that much. And I was like, okay. I said, you know, 95% of what you believe about Trump is either embellished, irrelevant, made up, or, you know, just a lie. Oh, okay, yeah, that's real. It really is. And, you know, it started going down the list. Said, you know, the Russian collusion, nothing came out of that. You know, I mean, my other buddy on Facebook, he's like, well, they didn't say he didn't, they couldn't prove that he didn't. Well, that's not the test. That's not how it works. You're innocent until proven guilty. You know,
right.
Because you believe that he colluded doesn't mean he did. It means that you've been convinced that he did. You know, and then it was like, well, the first impeachment was a quid pro quo. Well, it was Biden that did the quid pro quo, but they kind of like, oh, well, you know, nothing to see here, you know, happened through. And all the impeachment was done in secret, right? You know, and then I went down the next thing, you know, and it was the next thing. And then this was a lie, and that was a lie, you know. He said, he brought up one thing. He says, when he used to be a Democrat, he said if he ever ran for office, he would run as a Republican because Republicans tend to be lower educated or lesser educated.
Yeah.
And I said, when did he say that? I said, when did he say that? He says, well, it was, I think it was back in 92. I was like, are you kidding? 92. Look how far back you have to go to get that. 92.
Yep.
And how exactly did he affect your life in 1992? You know, the only effect he had on your life is the 4 years as president, you know, and you can't really tell me anything negative that affected your life. I mean, you got a good job in the last year or so, you know, you're working at the post office. That's a decent job. It's, you left restaurant work to come here.
I do not understand. Well, I do, but I don't. I don't understand the Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, it's just crazy.
He goes like this. He goes like this, and this is kind of where I did the mic drop. You know, he goes, okay. He says, is there anything any Democrat has ever said? How far back do you have to go to, that you would agree with anything a Democrat has said? You ought to believe anything they said. And I said, nope. I said, not since I learned about Cloward and Piven, not since I learned about Saul Alinsky, not since I learned about, the Communist Manifesto, not since I learned about, I already said Cloward and Piven. But, you know, I gave him like four things. Boom, 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 boom. And he shut up. And I was like, you ever hear any of those names? I said, I didn't think so. So it was kind of like, that was the end of that one. You know?
That
and
was
I,
a mic dropping moment.
Right. And after that, I was like, I said, okay, Mark, that's enough for today. We'll revisit this later. Okay. So I have to pace myself. I have to pace myself, you know, and I'm trying to be kind. I'm trying to be, you know, gracious, and I'm trying to, you know, be inclusive of, you know, I laugh at his jokes. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be a guy that, you know, is, I'm trying to get rapport with him.
Right.
To convince him, you know, because the thing that all he does is all he ever does really is spout, you know, the media focus group tested talking points. And, you know, you don't have to believe everything I believe, but you do bloody well have to think for yourself.
Yes.
You know, because he said, well, you know, the Democrats are putting out a bill that's trying to make voting a little bit easier, and the Republicans are standing in the way. So, you know, I said, okay, that is exactly the opposite of what's going on. Oh, okay, that's real. That's when I know, you know, he's all done. You know, when he says, okay, yeah, all right, that's real. He doesn't believe me for a second, you know, on things that go against whatever the narrative is. He just doesn't believe me, you know. So I'm going to have to get him with the you have to think for yourself. Have you ever voted? Yes or no? Okay. How hard was it when you did it? Not too bad, right? Okay. Who do you imagine would have trouble doing what you did? Okay. And who do you imagine would have trouble getting an ID to do what you did? I'll wait, because as soon as you start trying to do that, dude, you're sounding pretty racist to me. You know?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm headed with him.
He'll probably break down and cry after that. Fold up in the fetal position.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is just so frustrating, because nobody, what you just said, those questions, nobody's talking about that here in Georgia. It is irritating. They're yelling voter suppression. Yep. Voter suppression, Jim Crow. And nobody breaks it down like you just did. That is so easy. That is not hard to understand.
Yeah. Can you think for yourself? That's the thing. Okay. And then you bring it to them and say, have you ever voted? Yes or no? Well, yes. Was it difficult? Well, actually, no. I went. I had to stand in line for a little while. How hard? I mean, was it really hard? And now, who do you imagine can't do that?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, who can't do that? millions and millions and millions of people can't do that, so they need to be mailed a ballot. Give me a break.
The other thing, you know, no excuse absentee ballots. So all they're saying is, look, if you're going to request an absentee ballot, you need a valid excuse. So you're telling me that there's certain sectors in Georgia, a certain community that can't come up with a reason to request
what they can't come up with is like separate reasons for all the wholesale ballots that they want to use.
Yeah, I'm tripping. I mean, there are millions of people around the world that can come up with an excuse to not go to work. You know, you ever had those days you call up to work? I'm sick. I can't make it into work today. They can come up with
never.
So you're telling me that they're not smart enough to come up with a reason to request an absentee. I have nothing. I want to get an absentee ballot. I have nothing. Give me a break. This is crazy.
All right, let's try this. Let's try this. Okay. I would like to apply for an absentee ballot. Go ahead. Now you ask me why. Go ahead. I need an absentee ballot.
Can you give us a reason for your request, sir?
No. No. That's what you're supposed to say. Oh, okay. Here you go.
I've got a reason for you. Matter of fact, I got a list. I've got a list of reasons for you. Here you go. Since you couldn't think of it yourself, I got you.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll take a number 8.
Yes. And I need to know
number 8 is actually the dog ate my homework, so I don't know if that would work. I don't know. But obvious to as far as I'm concerned, it's obvious to those who are not invested in whatever the media narrative is. News is not news anymore. News is narrative. News is agenda that is anything that doesn't promote the agenda doesn't make the news, you know, in other words.
Right.
So, you know, it's like you think you're watching the news and all you're doing is indoctrinating yourself. Congratulations. Because you're not coming away with anything that really, really happened. You know, it's the way they want it or the way they spin it to make it seem like, or, you know, whatever else. It's crazy what it's turned into. But we spent our first two shows uncovering how.
Right.
With all the,
exactly.
the communist goals and the school where the critical theory started. That's the tack I took before. And
yeah,
I don't know. We can keep going through that stuff. I got a whole book of that crap.
Yeah, I mean just like I told you the other day, I said what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and get me a copy of the Communist Goals, and every time we do a show and we start discussing certain things, I'll make reference to which communist goal that is. And yeah, we can have some fun with that. So, yeah, I'll probably pick that up and start it the next on our next show.
All right. Well, by the way, on the next show, I will be at a gig. I have a gig.
Ah,
so
all righty.
I'll be here for that one. Yeah.
So I'm going to be solo. All right.
That's probably a good idea that you have a plan on what you can what you can get into.
Yeah, because we
probably do two or three go.
Yeah, because we do no show prep.
I told you I swore off show prep.
Hey, but it flows quite nicely.
Let me clarify that. When I told you, when you said, "Hey, I want to shoot me a copy of those goals," and I said, "You know, I've sworn off show prep." Here's my priority list, and I'm in no particular hurry. First, number one, figure out Blog Talk Radio. Number two, figure out how Skype fits into that, if at all. Number three, develop a format for our show with, you know, an opener, maybe some breaks, maybe some promo spots for some other shows, people around us and stuff. And then I'll get into doing show prep. I don't know if you're on that page or not, but that's the page that I'm on.
My priority list goes. I'm on that page. Matter of fact, I'm going to be contacting Vito and some of them other guys and try to get some promos from them that we can play on the show. Because promoting our people is a biggie to me. I think that we ought to, we talked about that years and years and years ago. And, you know, that's the other thing that's kind of frustrating to me. As far back as, what, 6, 7 years ago, you would have to go back a little bit farther than that. I mean, we were stomping. We were doing some big stuff. But.
Yeah.
We never could generate them big numbers, and we always talked about that. And you know, Blog Talk Radio has been around for a very, very long time, but I don't understand why the audience doesn't increase. I mean, because people are well aware, at least I think they're well aware of Blog Talk Radio. And
I don't know if they are. I mean, the only way they would be is, you know, when people share the links, but
yeah,
you know, people would look at the link and they'd be like, yeah, you know, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know how to market it past the yeah, you know, it's as far as that goes. I need to figure out how to, you know, if you were wondering what you could possibly do to help save our country, you know, something, I don't know. Maybe you can come to this show and start listening and getting involved with it. I mean, it's not just a one-time passing thing, like a terrestrial radio show. If you drive it in your car, here's a radio show, blah, blah, blah. You know, okay, got it. You may not ever hear that show again, but it was fun while it lasted. You know,
right?
And it's probably the same. It might be the same kind of a thing where, you know, people see a link and they, you know, they're like, "All right, I'll click on it and see, you know, see what happens." You know, and then if it's interesting enough, you know, you can keep them for a little while. But, you know, if it's not, then, you know, it's like that radio show. You were driving in your car. You'll never see it again. You know,
right.
So it's a matter of. One of the things I was trying to do before was, you know, trying to make my Blog Talk Radio show sound or emulate like a terrestrial show where I had all, you know, I had the promo spots. I had the format of, you know, the top of the hour news, you know, different, you know, different break times, different promos that I made the promos myself, you know, and, or, you know, I would use, we were plugging all kinds of different shows. We Are America United. We had, I remember when I started, that was the guys that got in touch with me. Then I hooked up with you, and it worked out. There was another kid called Victor. He was a young kid in high school.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. I remember him.
He was actually pretty good, you know?
Yeah, he was good.
But like I said, what I was trying to do was, you know, develop a format and run it like a regular radio show. You know, I got
right.
that, hate to mention it, but it was, I got that from Tesla. he kind of turned me on to that and
Voldemort.
Voldemort. It made sense. And, you know, he was right. For the most part, from what he produced, those shows were good.
Yeah.
You know, he had some personal issues apparently. So, but anyways, you know, that was where I was going. And I think, you know, we can get there, but it'll be on a different plane. It'll be on a different level. As far as that goes, we're going to work up to it. We'll develop, you know, different things as we go. But I think first of all, we got to figure out Blog Talk Radio and how I can freaking dial in without having to use my phone.
Yeah.
Either using Skype or direct dial or, you know, something like that.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely.
You can't steal my freedom. So you have to have personal issues to have a show. I'm not sure who this one is, and I don't know if he knows Voldemort. But there are plenty of us out there who know Voldemort, and you know we know what went on.
Yeah.
It was, let me just say, it was not good.
Yeah,
that's
not good
at
all. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But, I mean, my show was doing pretty good until I got sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you remember we had a regular guest. I can't remember his name now, and that's terrible. A regular guest. I forgot where he came from, but he would chime in. I used to have I had Herman Cain, God rest his soul.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Herman Cain, Dr. Alan Keyes. That was my guy. Dr. Alan Keyes. What was it? Jill Stanek. That's the lady
went up
against Obama.
Yeah, she was the Tea Party lady.
That was the lady that went up against Obama when he was a state senator. Yeah. That was the one that exposed everything she exposed everything that was going on in Illinois.
As far as infant born alive protection that he voted against. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, man, we had some dynamite guests back then, but then I got sick, and of course I'm still sick because I'm on a dialysis machine right now. But I think we could build this thing back up and break it on down. I got to hurry up and finish the website so that we could direct people to our website and they don't have to go through all the www.blogtalk/this/that.
Yeah.
And they could just find it right there on our website, click a link, and bam, you're right there. It'll make it a lot easier for people and a little bit more access. So I got to finish the website and all that stuff. Anyways, getting back to the other stuff. What? Oh, you know what I seen the other day on the news? There were 8 senators that wanted to see what was happening at the border, and you know they were turned away, and nobody said anything. They were turned away. They said, not today. You're not going to see what we got going on here because it's, you know, it's not bad, but, you know, but we don't want to show you. But it's not bad, though. It's not bad. It's nothing. You know, we got it under control. Yeah, they turned away.
Here's the narrative they have. We want to get the press down there as quickly as we can, as soon as we implement our program. That's the thing. That's what Psaki says.
Right. Yeah. Because they already turned away. They turned away the media, and Biden did that at his little press conference. Yeah, he restricted them, and then, you know, 8 senators. And one of the senators was from, I believe, they were in Texas, I want to say. You know, they turned away senator from Texas. Say, hey, well, no, you can't see this.
That was Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
That was Ted Cruz. I saw a little bit. I heard a little bit of that clip. I was on who played that? Either Dan Bongino or Mark Levin, one or the other. And they were like, she kept saying, we want to give these people their dignity, and that was her talking dignity to
give you a break.
Yeah, to not let, you know, him shoot video. Apparently Hannity sent down a camera crew with Ted Cruz to the border, and there was just one, you know, it was just one clerk or one, you know, one lady there that was stopping them, and she was citing that it was because they wanted to maintain the people's dignity. Okay. All right. What about the indignation of the conditions that they're in?
Right.
Let's go one layer deeper.
If I were Ted Cruz, I would wear a white suit and start crying.
Okay.
You remember that whole AOC thing?
No.
But it was in front of an empty parking lot. She was like taking a photo shoot of herself crying in front of children. It was empty.
Okay, got it. No, my son just came home from work, and he said if I was Ted Cruz, I'd wear a white jacket and cry in front of a children or something, and there's no children there or something. It was an empty parking lot. I don't remember what. I didn't see that one.
This was years ago.
Yeah, I heard him mention AOC, this the Cortez chick. Yeah, because she went down there and made a huge ordeal over the conditions of the border and talked about, you know, how Trump's keeping these kids in inhumane conditions and all this other stuff. Yeah, that was AOC. Freedom in the chat room, that was staged.
Right. Yep.
But yeah, had everybody, the children, the poor children. Yeah, that was staged. But they gave Trump crap. Yeah, they gave him so much crap about that.
I can't remember who the guy was, but one of my favorite TikTok clips is AOC in the chamber there grilling a guy who was a law enforcement guy, and he was, you know, he was saying, well, you know, we believe in zero tolerance. She goes, which really is interpreted as separating or ripping children from the arms of their parents. He says, well, you know, if an American citizen gets arrested and they have children, they're separated from their children. They go to jail. The children don't go with them to jail. When I was a police officer in New York, he says, when I arrested a guy in domestic violence, I separated their children from them. You know, it's illegal. She goes, well, legal asylees are not criminals. He said, well, if you want to seek asylum, you need to come through the legal port of entry. She really didn't have much to say after that. That was a mic drop moment.
Yeah. And she's not that smart anyway, so she probably could not counter at all.
She kept going back to her talking point. I mean, that's the level of focus that she had was, if I get stuck, I go to this. If I whatever he says, I go to this. she doesn't have the I gotta tell this story because it's not that she's dumb. She got elected. I can remember, years ago watching a football game. I went to some friend's house, some new friends. It was friends of my wife that she knew and stuff. You know, I was sitting there and I was like the new guy. And they were all talking about, they were announcing the players, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the guy's good. This one guy, oh, he sucks, you know, he can't even do this and that and this and that. So, you know, we were having a beer. So, I leaned forward, I grabbed my beer, and I was like, is he on the team? And they were like, yeah, he's on the team, but he's this and that and this and that. And I was like, I said, I'm not. And I took a drink. So, At least he's good enough to be on the team, you know. You might say that he sucks. You might say that he's a terrible player. He's on the team. I'm not.
That's right.
Elected. I didn't. You know. So,
yeah.
So that is where I stop giving her credit, because if you want to get elected, you can get elected. You know, you can spell out to the right people. You can get elected, especially in what is she from, New York? Is she a New Yorker?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, I've kind of given up.
That's how that goes.
Yeah, I've kind of given up on a long time ago.
On who?
My home state. Yeah, I've kind of given up on.
Why? They just passed an awesome voting law.
No, I'm not talking about Georgia. You know, my home state is New York.
Oh, your home.
That's
oh,
where,
I forgot.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
right,
where
I was. All right. Sorry. Yeah. I forgot you were a New Yorker.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I've kind of given up on them. You know, the second Bill and Hillary Clinton moved there, I was done.
Green phones, I pink it. What? All right, I don't get that one. So, one crosses, let's cross. But he had to use the crosses. Green, pink, and yellow in a sentence. So he replied, when the phone greens, I pink. All right, I got it. Okay. All right. You got us on that one there. You can't steal my freedom one. You got me on that one. That was good. I got it. Yeah. I pink it up and say yellow. That's awesome. All right, so now let's go to the other story that I heard about was down at the border. You were talking about down at the border. The coyotes, as George W. says. Getting paid to bring kids into America dropping them. How high is the wall? 14 feet? Dropping a 5- and 3-year-old or a 2-year-old over 14 feet.
Yep.
The only reason they were seen is because of the thermal vision and the night vision.
That's
the only reason that they got saved. I mean, but they still had to fall 14 feet. And then the coyotes went back to collect their money. Yep, we got them there. We put them over the border.
Yeah, like the UPS and FedEx guys, they just throw them boxes anyway, or like the guys at the airport throwing your bags around. Yeah, they just drop them over a 14-foot wall. They'll be okay.
And then go, right. Yeah, they'll be all right. I got them now. I mean, you didn't say they had to get there alive or unmaimed.
Yeah, rub some big gay on that. They'll be all right.
That's what's in the glove box of those little four-wheelers at the Border Patrol. They got Ben Gay to rub on the bruises of the kids that get dropped 14 feet.
Oh, it is crazy. It is crazy. Hey, we've got a caller online, so I'm going to go ahead and bring the caller in. It doesn't look familiar, but hey, we'll find out. Caller 612, you are on the Dave and G-Ski Rock Show. How you doing? Welcome. What's your name?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. My name is Mike. Call from Minneapolis, Minnesota. How you guys doing this evening?
We're doing awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how, during the election cycle, we saw a lot of things said that Trump claimed that the media dismissed and said wasn't true, and he had all these fact checkers show up. And it's interesting now how, after the fact, most of what he said that they claimed was untrue actually turned out to be true. And it's now, it's like after the fact, they're willing to come out and admit they were wrong. But it's sort of like after the election, it's now it doesn't matter. And it's just interesting how they don't ever seem to get held accountable for that. And I wonder if the media, or if you think the media will end up suffering for it in 2024 when Trump runs again, and this time he'll have all this stuff to show to prove that he was right.
All right, let me jump in on that one. First of all, I'm going to say no to answer your question. They will not be held accountable. The reason being is the media is not an elected entity. Control what people hear and see, and they try to control what people believe. So I don't think the media is going to be held accountable to any of that. They haven't yet. I mean, there's been plenty of outlets or conservative sites us here at Blog Talk, even, we're calling them out. This isn't right. That's not right. And I don't know what it would take. It would take for them to say, yes, we made a mistake and we're really sorry, and for them to make a big deal of it. So any retractions that any newspaper does is usually on page 14. As far as TV media, I don't think they, maybe at the very end of a broadcast, they would say, oh yeah, we said this and it turned out to be that. And then it would get those 3 seconds of mea culpa, and that's all they would get. And that's what I think. I don't know what you think, G-Ski, but as far as media being held accountable, I don't think they're going to get held accountable very much, other than unless everybody just in mass stops watching. And even then, they have, the billionaires that will just keep them afloat so that they can keep pumping the stuff out. What do you think, G?
Right. Number one, like I said before, we share the same brain. I mean, that's exactly what I was going to say. There's no way that the media is going to be held accountable. Look, just look at this January. They call it an insurrection. They're still calling it that. If you go to the Department of Justice and you look at the more than 250 cases of this, there is not one person charged with insurrection. Most of them are charged with trespassing. Media continues to call it an insurrection. Some even say an armed insurrection. And if you look at that, there were, out of the more than 250 cases, there were 10 people charged with having weapons in the Capitol building.
And what were those weapons?
They don't say.
How many were firearms? Yeah, they don't say firearms, but like bear spray was one, Molotov cocktail, that was another one. They didn't get used, but anyways, did we answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. I just wonder if you guys think, like, how eventually this will all end. Like, in the next, say, 20, 30 years, do you see this country eventually go into a civil war? Because, I mean, I don't see any other way the two political sides, you know, resolve this.
Wow, that's a big one. I'll go first, but I don't know. I don't think it will come to a civil war the way we had a civil war the first time. Okay, I just don't see that happening. But I think the education is going to be the war, and it's going to be that is a real, real tough one. I don't think it's going to be a shooting type of civil war, but there's going to be, you know, there's definitely two sides, and what they're trying to turn us into are like Starbelly Sneetches from the Dr. Seuss. You know, they're going to be if you have your COVID passport, you're a Starbelly Sneetch. If not, you're just a regular old Sneetch, you know. You gotta have the star, you know. You need to have a star on your belly. You need to have your COVID passport. So that's gonna come out. There's really no other way to enforce the socialism that they're proposing without leading to communism, because it has to be enforced. And, you know, whoever's doing the enforcing is, like I've always said, just a little more equal than some of the others. So you're fine if you're in government and you can, you know, help direct the thing. But I'll tell you one thing. If voter laws get changed the way they just got changed in Georgia, even though they're taking heavy, heavy hits, if voter laws get changed in a bunch of other states, and like Ron DeSantis in Florida today, he even signed an executive order outlawing any type of a COVID passport type of thing. You know, that's where the things can really start to turn around, because if you don't have, you know, tons and tons of mail-in voting, you don't have tons and tons of you know, the absentee stuff, we can actually win some elections. But if they pass that HR 1, that's over. They'll get even a bigger
country in part at that point.
Right. Yeah. So I mean that's where that goes. So.
But if I could just interject real quick, because you brought up the Georgia voting bill, do you ever notice? Because in my lifetime of just watching how Democrats operate, it's usually like a giveaway that they're up to something shady or they got some ulterior motive. Whenever they use like race or gender as a shield, you ever notice that? Whenever they have like a bad policy or they got something sneaky they're trying to do, they'll always use race or gender to like stop them from criticism. And that's always a giveaway that they got something going on underneath the table.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And it, you know why? Because it works every time. Make it perceived to work every time. Go ahead, G-Ski.
Yeah, he does have a point. And one of the reasons why he makes a good point, I've said this before. Some people get offended by this. But understand, white people can't express their feelings about the black community correctly. You know, when you're addressing a black person, you don't know what to say. Do I say African American? Do I say black? Some people say colored. They don't know the right verbiage to address. they don't know the right verbiage to address the black community. So what happens is if they pick the wrong word, instantly the black community goes, you know what? I'm not listening to this dude. I already thought he was racist. Now that I know he's racist. You know, just like Trump. When Trump would, especially when Trump would say this, everybody would lose their freaking minds. When Trump would say the blacks, everybody would lose their minds. Oh, I told you he was racist. The blacks. And they just lose their mind, and then they're convinced that he's racist, so you don't want to hear anything else that he has to say. This is this racist dude, and all he's trying to do, he's trying to trick us. He's trying to trick us, and, you know, he doesn't have the right verbiage to address us
because
he just doesn't know how.
I told you he was racist. I told you. See?
Yep.
There's good people on both sides. I told you he was a white supremacist.
Yeah. And I don't think that's ever gonna change. And look, it's not white people's fault. It's not. It's just the problem is nobody knows the right verbiage to use when addressing black people. And no matter what you use, somebody's gonna get offended. And they use that to promote their agenda.
It's because white people in America are like way too nice. And Democrats and liberals, in my opinion, have done a great job of taking advantage of how nice white people are. If you really think about it. And I say this as a black person, man, myself, and as an immigrant. But like America, think about it. America lets like a million people immigrate to this country every year. And America is like the most welcoming society you can ever live in. And a society that like, you know what I'm saying, enables minorities in a way that you don't see that much around the world. There ain't even women, for that matter. But yet, people in this country talk down on this country like it's the worst, most oppressive land on earth, when that couldn't be further from the truth. And for whatever reason, white people in this country put up with so much BS from people. Like, I've never seen any group of people on this earth where, in their own country, they get shamed and like, spoken down to, while they're the ones that's supposedly in power oppressing everybody. Like, you don't see this anywhere else on the planet in ever human history. But these same white people are being told they're like, they're scum of the earth. And it's like, are we seeing the same thing? I just don't know how they let this, like, go on. I don't understand, like, why they allow this.
We know how. And if you check out our last two shows, you'll figure out how. It's that thing where Democrats/progressives/communists, they don't want solutions. They need to keep the issues. That's what gives them power. They pit this person against that person. They stay in power. You see what I'm saying? Because if they can keep these two people fighting, they get to just stay in power. And
exactly.
That was one of the things. That was one of the things that really rubbed everybody the wrong way about Trump was he was solving some of the issues. Well, you can't do that. Oh my goodness, you can't do that. You can't put a border wall up. No, we need the issue of immigration. You can't help out black communities. We need the issue of racism.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. They need the issue to stay in power. I've recently just kind of like crystallized this in my head, that concept of they don't want to solve the issue. The issue is what keeps them in power.
Exactly. That is exactly the point. And I don't think it's ever going to be solved, because like you said, that's what keeps them in power. And
can I get the name of the guy that called?
He's still online. He's still here.
I forgot your name.
Yeah, no problem. My name's Mike.
Mike? All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, it is
Mike,
a pleasure to have
smart.
You on the show.
It is a pleasure. You're pretty smart. Thanks for coming into our show. I really, really appreciate it. And that's some really good questions and some good thoughts that you dropped on us. So, you know, please make us a habit and come on back and, you know, drop in and contribute, because, you know, you've got it figured out. You said you're an immigrant. You're even a black immigrant, you know, that, and you can't see why the reason that people are saying that they hate the country or that the country is so bad is because they're being taught to do so. They are being poisoned in colleges. They are being, you know, anything that they can do. It's called critical theory, and you can put any adjective in ahead of it. And we talked exactly about that in the last show and where that started from and how they were going to overthrow basically Western civilization. And Western civilization, you know, is like the best thing that's ever happened on the planet as far as individual liberty goes. No other country, no other place has the individual liberty that we started out with. And you can see this one's gone, that one's gone. You can almost not have free speech anymore, or you'll get canceled. You know, it's not the government doing that. It's the culture doing that. So it's been made.
I mean, it goes further than that. What about the fact that this is the only country in the history of mankind where you have the what's considered the poor of the land walking around at 300 and 400 pounds? That doesn't, I mean, like anywhere else on the planet, someone being fat. I'm serious. Everywhere else, every other country on Earth, an overweight person is considered a status symbol. It means you're rich. Like you got enough money to eat enough food to put on all that weight. In America, you got people who claim to be on welfare. Like, I swear to God, they're like 450 pounds. It's like, how can you possibly complain where you're supposedly poor, yet you're eating so much you can barely walk down the street? I mean, it never teaches me how amazing America is, yet how much of people in this country do not appreciate how great this country is. This land is literally the land of
America. I never thought of it like that.
There's no other way to
define
it.
I never thought of it. That's awesome. I never thought of it like that. That is awesome.
Neither have I.
That is
a mic dropping moment right
that
there.
That is a mic drop moment right there. Mike
is a mic dropping moment.
Mike. Holy shit. That was awesome. That is awesome. It's a status symbol to be fat. Oh my God.
I wish I had a cheering sample in our
in our
save stuff. I'm gonna have to find one. And we're definitely gonna cheer. We're gonna cheer Mike. Because that was a mic dropping moment. Mike, if you don't mind, how did you find us?
Yeah, no, I find your show on Blog Talk Radio.
What, just surfing around there? Yeah, you were just surfing around. What drew you to our show?
Yeah, I was surfing around Blog Talk, and I saw your show on, like, the front page there, and it kind of stood out, and I thought it was interesting. Because when I initially saw your, like, you know, your show page, when you click on the actual link, I thought you guys were going to be, like, progressive and super liberal. Because that's, like, if you look at all those hashtags you have, it all looks like the kind of stuff like a super left-wing group will put up. So I was surprised when I called in. It sounds pretty conservative.
Yeah,
pretty.
I
Oh, man. We are completely.
Yeah. Yeah, I intentionally do that to try to draw in liberals so that we can have a conversation. I try so hard to draw them in to have a conversation.
That's called marketing, and I think it's brilliant. And because they live in their bubble, and all they believe is media narrative, and they'll argue talking points that we can run circles around with logic.
Yes.
But it's a futile thing. I mean, have you ever tried debating a liberal? It's like playing chess with a pigeon. It's like no matter what you do, they just knock off all the pieces, take like a crap on the board, and pick the one. For real. Literally like trying to catch a dog by its ears. It's unbelievable.
I'm loving this.
That's great. We got to make this guy a co-host. Who is it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, like I said again, we must share the same brain because I was just about to say that. Oh, he dropped off. Mike dropped off.
Oh,
Mike, if you want to call back in, be my guest. Yeah, Mike was awesome. Yeah, Mike
was
awesome.
Great.
Yeah, he dropped off. But, yeah, if he wants to call back in, man, be my guest. We got you, dog. We got you. Yeah, Mike was phenomenal. If he calls back in, I'm going to tell him I got to steal that fat people thing.
I mean,
that.
Yeah. I mean, we don't think of it from living in America, but he's an immigrant. He's probably right. You know, that's probably the way other people look at big people. They're like, they must be rich because they can afford all that food that made them that size. For the length of time it takes to get that, size.
Yeah, because when you think of poor, you think of Sally Struthers and her for 30 cents a day. You can feed this.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it's the real super skinny kid with flies on his head and stuff like that. And he's got like a little little snot bubble and stuff like that. Just for 30 cents a day. Yeah, that's what you think when you think of, you know, poverty and poor people. But you come to America, you got, you know, some supposedly poor, but they're huge.
All right, I got his number. I'm dialing him back. I'm dialing him back. We'll see if he answers.
Wait a minute, he's back.
Oh, all right.
He's
Please leave your message for 6125456103.
All right, is he on? Hey, Mike, are you there?
I see him.
I see him. He's unmuted. He has zero hold time, so that we brought him right in.
Yeah. Let me refresh my screen.
Anyways, that was
let me refresh my screen
back,
real quick.
He you can do that?
refresh my screen.
Wait a minute.
Boom. Hold on.
Let me refresh my screen. Let's see. Refresh.
Let me try.
Hold time.
Let me try this.
612. How's that?
All right.
So I just brought him in.
Yeah.
Mike, are you back with us?
From Detroit, I don't know.
Right?
No, I think he said Minneapolis.
Oh, he did? All right.
I think you're right.
I misheard.
I don't
even know how to spell it. I'm not
understanding this. It says that he's there, and hold on. Let me.
Right. We're gonna be friends again. Are you serious?
Well, I'm gonna X them out and then see, because it might just be Phantom. Because
all right, that's
I know
because I did dial.
Yeah, because I know when I was on and I think it was last week, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna log off and come back in. When I logged off, the Airwaves of America didn't go anywhere. Stayed right there, and then it told me that I couldn't dial in because a host was already there. I'm like, no, I'm not there.
Oh, yeah. It wanted you to end the show to redial.
Yeah, it wanted me to end the show. So I ended up having to call in on my cell phone as a guest. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, so that might have been Phantom. And if we can get Mike to call back, that would be.
It might have been because I think probably what would happen is we recorded on his voicemail because I dialed him, and that's probably how he showed up.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
He probably has a voicemail of us asking him.
Yeah.
So anyway, hopefully we made an impression, and he'll look for us next week, you know.
Yeah. Save his number.
Yeah. 612. All right, I got it.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So we'll try to get a hold of him. Send him a text or something. Hey, buddy. Yeah, he was great.
Show. He was great. Yeah, it was great. Especially that analogy that he gave, that perspective that he gave us about you know, fat people in America and them saying that they're in poverty, but all the people in poverty are not all of them, obviously, but fat people are in poverty, but when they look at it from the outside, they look at fat people as being rich because not only do they have enough money to buy the food to make them fat, they haven't had enough money for the length of time it takes to buy the food to make them that fat.
Yeah, to maintain that status. Yeah. But hey, we better watch it. I guess we can offend somebody, so we just call them obese. Or you just want to go with that?
I don't know. Matt, as you may or may not know, Mark Levin is the president of an organization called Fatties United, or FU. I love that one.
Yes, that is awesome.
Have you ever heard him say that?
Yeah.
As you know, I'm the president of Fatties United, or FU. I love that one.
Welcome to the USA, where some poor people are fat. That's Bigfoot in the Bigfoot in the chat.
Oh,
so,
I lost the chat. Let me find the chat. I'll get the chat.
Yeah, bring
when I refreshed, that's what it is. When I refreshed, I lost the chat.
Yeah, you can bring that back on up.
I got
that's
it.
Cool.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that's cool that that Mike found us on BTR. I'm happy about
it. Really is. I really am.
Yeah.
I think we'll send him a text later and say thanks for coming into the show. And it'll get better. It'll get better.
Yeah.
But he was tuning in. Don't forget, he was tuning in thinking he was going to be hearing lefties and progressives.
Yep. Yepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that when I first got on BTR. I used to stroll and intentionally look for lefties so I could go on their show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. But back when I first got started, I ran across a guy who referred to himself as the Lion's Den. And I didn't know. I just happened to be listening to it. He was talking about me. I'm like, I've never met this dude. I don't know nothing about you and all this other stuff. Yeah, him and his little co-host were talking about me. So I ended up calling into their show and debating and slaughtered them on their own show. They weren't happy
right.
about that. But, yeah, and I recorded it, and I had it.
I remember that. Yeah,
because I was hitting him with stuff, and both him and his co-host remained speechless.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because they live in their media narrative bubble, you know?
Yep.
And anything that they don't, that doesn't come to them from their media narrative, number one, can't be true, and number two, it's not real. It's not real. I mean, that's not real.
Right. Yep. Hey, we have another caller.
All right. Oh, 909, I see him. Yeah. Bring him in.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and bring him in.
Yo, what's going on?
All right.
Well, hello, gentlemen. This
Hi.
Is Suzette calling from Southern California.
Hi, Suzette.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I just wanted to make a politically correct statement. It is fat. I used to be fat. Fat people who are poor eat poorly and eat fatty things. You don't have to be fat. If you're determined enough, you can lose that weight, which I have done. So I am proud. And I was fat.
So you're saying there's no other way to really say it? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. I mean, the medical term is obese, depending on how much you actually are fat. But, yeah, fat is fat. Because when you remove it's fat.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations for removing it. And, you know, thanks for and thanks very much for calling into our show. I appreciate it. It was a point that was made. I thought it was a brilliant point that was made by Mike from Minneapolis. He called in and he was saying, you know, he was an immigrant and from outside America, they look in, you know, and they see, well, it's the only country where the poor people are fat or, you know, overweight or obese or whatever, you know, whatever the term
yes.
that you want to use is. And because outside of America, you're fat, you're probably one of the rich ones.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, because like, you know, like we said, it's reason being is you've made enough money to buy the food to make you fat for the length of time it takes to do that.
Well, yes, just, you know, back in Roman times and thereafter, the elites can eat and the slaves and the serfs, you know, cannot. So, yeah, skin and bones trying to crack the whip. But,
right.
yeah, no, I get that. I get that. So.
Well, that's awesome.
Anyway.
So, what else you got, Suzette?
Other than it's just a family show. Other than the other than California, you know, we're going in the shitter. What can I say?
Yeah.
But hey.
I got a cousin out there that agrees. He, you know, it's been heading downhill for a little while.
Yes, our only hope is, you know, we have this recall now, and so far we have the signatures, so amen to that. And we just got to go from there and get smart people voting.
Okay,
yeah.
So what? Let me ask you this, as far as go from there. You have enough votes to recall Gavin Newsom, right?
Find the signatures now, at this moment. During
okay.
the day. Go ahead.
How long is it going to take for them to verify the signatures and against how much time Gavin Newsom has left on his term?
Gavin Newsom has 2 more years on his term.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the signature verification goes, there it's a bipartisan type thing, so it's basically one group that's going to be pushing the others to let's go, because they're going to be dragging, you know, their feet on it.
Right.
But there are
800
signatures.
That's kind of what I was getting at. They'll
okay.
just drag it out until he's done anyways, you know. But.
Yeah. Right. So that's where that is right now. It doesn't really matter, you know, even if we get to where he's 1 year out, which I don't believe it's going to take that long. We're talking months from this point out. But
okay.
If it did, that's still okay because it'll prevent him from running again. And good riddance, because right now, you know, we had Governor Moonbeam for the longest time, and he just kept running and running until he had to retire. So we could have that same fate with Newsom if we don't pull this recall off. So it would be worth it to wait. I mean, if you know, to go the distance if necessary.
Okay. So who is lined up to take his place when it does go through?
That's a good question. Of course, we'll have to have a special election or an election. And my two
don't
candidates,
like,
Cox is talking
like
about
a,
running.
Don't you have like a lieutenant governor or something? Like when the president gets impeached, the vice president kind of steps in. Do you have something like that in California?
Not that I'm aware of, no. We have an election to replace him or her.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
All right. Yeah, okay.
I remember some. I remember some years ago, I'm not sure if it was a special election or not, but the people came out the woodwork. I remember there was a former, well, I don't know if she's former, but a porn star that was running. I think her name was Mary Carey.
Former.
I think Gary Coleman at the time was giving it a shot. And stuff like that. So
we got a minute and 45 seconds left. That's all. Just
then I'll let
you guys go.
Thank you for taking my call. It was fun. We'll talk to you next
time. I really appreciate you calling in.
Call in any time.
Yeah, any
Thank
old time.
You.
Thanks for finding us. Thank you.
Have a happy Easter. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thanks.
All right, break it on down since we only got a minute and a half left.
I think we did better than I thought we were going to do because I didn't do show preps. but I mean, on the bright side, I mean, people are finding us. I mean, we've had two people call in, you know, they don't have accounts. Otherwise they'd show up on the chat. Right. So we have,
right.
you know, people that are calling in. So, I think we got Truth Sharks in the chat.
That's Vincent.
Who?
Vincent
Brown
that I was talking about earlier. Yeah, that's Vincent.
Oh, all right. Okay, cool. Hey, Vincent. What's up? I'm Dave. Anyways, you know, big shout out to Sue from New Mexico who puts us out there on Twitter. I know she has a lot of followers. That we got a couple callers last time. We got Annabody. I wanted to actually talk to Annabody today, but I was going to talk to him about the Convention of States and the 17th Amendment. Maybe we'll hit that next time. We got 7 seconds left. What's going on?
Peace out. I love everybody.
Peace out, buddy. All right.
And there we go.
Are you hitting the music?
Or is it
too late for the music?
Yeah,
right?
I think it will show up. I'm not sure.
Whatever.
We're out, people. I'm calm. Yeah, the thing I think is going to work is everybody got cut off. But if they go back, they'll get this in part.
All right, well, stop that music.
It stopped.
Yeah, all right. So, that worked out pretty good.
Yes, it did.
All in all. And that was... We had a couple couple of really good callers. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that was
really
awesome.
My phone
so
held out.
That is good. Now we
like,
just kind of
probably like 4 or 5%.
Yeah, now we just got to figure out BTR, man. It is so frustrating.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out. It is irritating as crap, but yeah, we'll figure something out. I think maybe BTR is trying to eliminate Skype. I think that's what they're probably trying to do. They're trying to eliminate.
All right, so let me get with you and kind of like remember last week when we had Antibody on there?
Yeah.
He was talking about the only way to, you know, get this going is to raise enough money to outspend the big business people. And
right,
you know, it's like if somebody wants to buy your car, somebody offers you $1,000, and somebody comes in and offers you $10,000, well, obviously you're going to take the $10,000.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing some thinking about that, and I was thinking you know what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking actually I should hang up and dial you up on Skype and tell you this.
Okay.
Is that all right? All right. All right. Good night, folks. Thanks, Susie.
Good night, people.
Take care.
All right. We are out of here.